listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, or higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human. Welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast. I'm whispering right now because it's at the end of a solo ayahuasca drink for myself and two clients. And I'm trying not to disturb my neighbors. My ayahuasca experience for tonight is more or less over. And as usual, I can't sleep afterwards. So I'm laying here awake, thinking about what happened tonight, and I'm going over how to describe it to Maestro tomorrow, and I realize, you know what, while I'm describing in my mind, I might as well describe it to you guys, you know? Oof, wow. So, what happened tonight is the force came to take me out of my body again. The pull. And I was resisting. So when this pull came, I felt that gravity in my body, the holding in place like a nail in a board, you know? And I'm feeling this force pulling, come on, let's go, it's important. And, you know, I'm halfway coming out of my body, I'm resisting, I'm holding back, but I turned on the resistance, and I told the resistance, let go, damn it, stop this bullshit, let go. I guess I got serious with myself, you know, and I let go, and it took me, and I never know what's going to happen when it takes me, but this time, wow, what a ride. So what happened was, as soon as I was taken out, I was like wrapped up by some kind of huge ring, right? And the perfect image to describe the feeling is, you know when kids get inside a big old tire and they just roll down a hill, you know? That's what it felt like, the tire around me, right? I was inside and it was spinning. It was spinning around me and it was made of vines and leaves and feathers and just all sorts of nurturing, delicate things. And I'm sort of in the center of this ring, and I look down, and there's a baby, just all bundled up, this little, like a bean, this little baby. Not as small as a bean, but, you know, shape all compact, like a little flesh bean. And this ring is spinning, and it's got feet or something. It's got wings or it's got feet. It's going places, and I feel that we're moving. We're going somewhere really fast, and even though there's all this action going on, I'm focused on the baby, and he's just sleeping and he's resting, and I'm not breaking focus, and as I focus on the baby and all this spinning going on, movement, oh man, tumbling, upside down feeling, just falling through tunnels, just this, it was a crazy ride, but I was focused on that baby, and as the wheel spun, the baby was cradled at the bottom of this tire, this wheel, and he wasn't disturbed, he wasn't moving, he was just perfectly still, with this all this action going on around him, right? It was nurturing him. Nurturing his sleep, you know, nurturing, making sure he doesn't feel any bumps. So as I'm focusing on this baby, my vision gets closer and closer and closer. And, I mean, we get forehead to forehead. And eventually we merge, right? My head goes inside the baby's head, and I realize, wow, the baby is me. I'm being cradled, I'm being cared for. And as soon as I merge with that baby and I realize that, I pop back to my bed, and it's like All around me, there's this whirlpool of energy. Just all that stuff that was spinning around the baby, it's now like a tornado above me, and it shrinks and it shrinks and it shrinks, and it goes right into my heart, like a drain. And all this stuff going in, all these patterns, all this energy, all sorts of life, you know, plants and birds and all sorts of stuff, just streaming in. And I'm sort of looking down at my chest while this is happening in my vision. And then a face passes by going into the vortex. And it's a woman's face. And she just looks at me and she winks as if to say, "You see this?" And then she goes in. And then it all just all goes in. It's over. And I understand. It's Mother Ayahuasca just came into my heart, and she's there now, and she's feeding me love and nurturing, just like that baby. She's wrapped around my heart. It's awesome. And when I realized how crazy it was, I mean, how awesome, it was an important moment, right? I surrendered, and she entered me. And she lives here now. When I realized how big a moment that was, I sat up, I lit tobacco. I blew tobacco saying thanks, but then I had an instinct, inhale some tobacco. Bring it deep inside, near your heart, you know? Just thank Mother, she's in you now. And I've been trying not to smoke. It irritates my throat and everything. But I do it, I just follow the instinct. I take a breath in of cigarette smoke, and I feel it go down, and it's smooth. There's not a pinch, there's not an irritation. This is healthy smoke. This is like sacred smoke going in right now. Nothing dirty about it. Just pure gratitude to Mother in my heart. So I feel this draw come in all the way down to my lungs. And then I exhale it. Just this long, beautiful stream of smoke. And then I breathe. And what do I smell? Perfume. I don't smell tobacco smoke. It's this perfume. Very, very distinct. It's sweet. It came out of me with that exhale of gratitude to feeding Mother in there. What the hell? Perfume. As if to say thank you. You did it good, you know? This is clean smoke. Wow. And I kept smelling. Yeah, it's perfume. What? Wow. And I could taste it. Like sweetness, this delicate flower sweetness. Wow. That's a miracle, right? That's... What the hell? Transmutation of smoke. Instead of smelling like cigarettes, came out perfume. Wow. Oh. These are the crazy moments. These are the ayahuasca moments. The impossible is happening here. And it's amazing. Oof. So, later in the night, I was a little bothered that I knew Mother is in my heart. She's wrapped around it, and I told her, hunt everything down inside me. Just go on a rampage, eat everything bad inside me, destroy, right? So I realize she's around my heart, but she's not in all the way. So I imagine my heart opening like a cavern, and I invite her in. Pour in. Come on. Get deep. Get way in there. And then it pours in. Like that liquid around my heart pours into my heart. And what do I see? I get a vision. It turns into a cobra. And it's hissing and it's showing its teeth. But I know it's not hissing at me. It's mother. She loves me, right? So I lean in and I kiss it on the head a couple times. Yeah, you're not my enemy, cobra. You're a good cobra. And after that happens, I become aware of like a gnawing little pain in my lower ribs. And I'm distracted by it. I'm like, ah, there's a pain. And immediately the cobra comes out and strikes, 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 strike. Just strikes it a million times, paralyzing it. And then she swallows it. And like a snake does, you know? It just opens her mouth and just takes the whole thing in whole. That lump of whatever, that little pain. And then starts to slither back up towards my heart. And I'm seeing why. It's a cobra. This is the cobra that's going to defend my body, right? If any intruders come in here, the cobra's going to get them. Wow. And on her way back to my heart, I felt another ache along my spine. And she turned back again and strike, 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 strike. And then strike, 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 strike. All the way up my spine into my neck. Just a big line of strikes. And then she just swallowed the entire line. Just went back over it. Oh, just ate the whole thing. And it was like a chain of, I don't know, tension or, you know, badness. I don't know what it was. But she struck at it, you know, killed it, and then whoop, cleaned it up, took it away, and it was gone, no pain. And then she goes back up to my heart, slithers into the cave, curls up, sits there patiently. Hungry cobra. Hungry, hungry cobra. Really hungry. Kill bad things. That's my instruction. Kill bad things in me. And I guess eventually kill bad things in others. Not only because I want to help them, but also because mother is hungry. And she wants to eat the bad things in other people, in me. Wherever I can feed her. And already I know the relationship, you know? It all became clear. Awesome, right? Wow.
So, fellow human, I'm back in town editing this episode, and I wanted to add a couple of details to this experience that I didn't put together that near to the experience. The interesting thing about ayahuasca sometimes is that who knows how long later, a week, a month, maybe a year later, something will just resonate from an experience, a detail about it that you didn't realize was right in front of you. And in that way, psychedelic visions can often sort of have a delayed effect, right? Or a delayed aha moment, and have more depth in them than you realized at first glance. So here's what I later realized about this moment I just described to you, of being surrounded by a wheel of vines and leaves, right? And then this force of Mother Ayahuasca coming into my chest, surrounding my heart. And then later, when it came into my heart, it turned into a black cobra, right? So here's the thing. In my book, in 2013, my very first ayahuasca drink, I encountered Mother Ayahuasca, and I even illustrated it, in two full-page illustrations in that part of the story, of Mother Ayahuasca as a snake of leaves and vines. This was the first way I perceived her. It was like this faceless snake whose body was made of leaves and vines. And as I was drawing the wheel in my notebook for the experience I just told you about, I sort of roughly sketched out this wheel of leaves around me with myself in the center and the baby. As I was drawing that, I sort of flashed back to drawing that illustration for my book, The Leaf Snake, and I realized, holy shit, that thing that was wrapped around me was Mother Ayahuasca in that leaf snake form. It was her body wrapped around me, right? Her leaf snake body, made of vines and leaves and nurturing things. But the thing is, in my experience, in my book, she had two faces. She was two things at once. She was a snake of leaves, which was like the nurturing aspect of mother, which again was nurturing me as it was a wheel around me, right? Nurturing that baby. But again, I described that she had a second half. I perceived her as a giant black snake arched above me, and it had hunger. It wanted to eat me alive. It was the consumer in nature, right? The force that gobbles you up after you die, digests you again, and you know, uses your materials to feed herself and create other things. That appeared to me as a giant black snake. So that, you know, flashed me back to the black cobra, realizing there are those two pieces again, the leaf snake and the black snake, the nurturing half of mother, the leaf snake, and the hungry half of mother, the black snake. Both of these were in that experience that night, representing the exact same thing they represented in 2013 in my very first ayahuasca drink. You know, that just confirmed to me even more, not that I had any doubt, but added a really interesting extra level to the fact that this was Mother Ayahuasca in the experience I just described, as I'd encountered her before with those two same signatures. So go figure, right? Yet another way that my very, very first ayahuasca experience tied into my experiences this year. You know, it's been a really full circle kind of thing this year. It just keeps happening. So I'll try and clean up that sketch I made in my sketchbook, make it something a little bit nicer to look at, and post that as a show note under this episode. And I guess I'll also post the illustrations from my book so that you can see how it matches up. You could find that over at higherideas.net. And as always, I invite you to check out the other episodes. And also, if you go to the contact section, I invite you to join me on Facebook and connect so you can more easily keep track of new developments and exclusive content on Facebook. And of course, the book, the title of the book is Ayahuasca, Terror and Miracles in the Peruvian Amazon. Can be found at terrorandmiracles.com. I definitely recommend the paperback because of all the art I put into it. And if you're liking these ayahuasca stories, I promise you will like this one too. So, until next time, fellow human, as always, keep thinking. And I'm going to leave you with the most important words I shared in this episode.
These are the crazy moments. These are the ayahuasca moments. The impossible is happening here. And it's amazing.